If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Big week. And that's without my having yet tried to rope Bulldog in into an FFPC playoff challenge roster.
That is not happening.
Really? No chance?
No chance.
You know who I did get, though?
No. I'll throw some cash in and you can just run a team or something, maybe. I might do that.
Invest in my chances?
But I am not No, I was so relieved when we made it with this awful fantasy season we had in Paul's League. We made it to the playoffs and got absolutely obliterated. Like, a team should get obliterated when in the second quarterback spot you're starting Rashid Shaheed, which is where we were, because I could not claim, and I just had no moves left. I was just, I don't have to look at this again until next September. Great. I'm in the clear.
That's a resounding no, folks.
I am done.
You know who I did rope in, though?
Who?
Sam.
Oh, yeah?
Sam and I are splitting two. Yep. He'll be on Friday. I talked to him today. I got to call him tonight. Or he's going to call me tonight with new ideas.
About this?
Yes.
So he's, all right. So he's actively participating.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'd be like the, you know, I'm the silent partner in the restaurant.
Yeah, right. Well, that's good, too. Rob is next. What do I mean by that? Hi, Rob.
Can be good.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right, Rob. Thank you.
Good. I love the conversation, and I'm looking forward to what transpires. There's really no great team in the NFL, so let's see what plays out in the playoffs. It should be fun. I love the conversation about culpability, even though it might be premature. I think we're a little bit spoiled as Bills fans, being, 43 years old and having gone through the drought. I'd like to think that Bean and McDermott have got us here to this point to be in a position to have these conversations. But Bean's summer presser about 30-plus points and et cetera, and here we are going into the playoffs where we've got Gabe Davis and Brandon Cooks on our team. And you know what? At 3rd and 10... who are you going to? You're going to, what, Kincaid, Shakir, Knox? You want to talk about culpability? McDermott has, God love him, a good, bad, or indifferent. He's put together a patchwork defense. But it when it comes down to the offense and the absolute, like, respecting Josh Allen, who's he throwing to? And that's what breaks my heart. And that's where I think if it's 50-50, it falls 51 on Bean. I'll hang up and listen to you guys. I'm looking forward to a great weekend. And I love you guys. And you guys do a great job. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's all very nice of you. Yeah, I mean, I think the receiver thing has been like, I mean, boy, talk about things you might be tired of saying and conversation you might be tired of having. I mean, it is, we just went through it hard in the last 20 minutes. It's not going anywhere. And I think if it falls short here, I would anticipate that that's going to continue to be a lot of the focus. So.
Yeah, me too. Why wouldn't it be? Why right. shouldn't it be? Right?
Yeah,
this
right.
Is the,
it should,
this
yeah.
is the culmination.
I shouldn't apologize for,
no.
for saying it. It's just like I'm apologizing. I need some self-care. I'm like, I'm apologizing to myself because I'm getting tired of hearing myself say it. I can't imagine what it's like for you people out there. But, you know, mostly it is right. So, you know, I guess you should keep saying the things that you think are right.
I guess, yeah, there's one
there's something to
way
be said
of going
for that.
About this.
Yeah.
I think, again, it's like, what if they lose? It's interesting that a guy named Parker Washington is right in our face here with Jacksonville. Like, he's a sixth-round pick from 23, I think, that has blossomed. And the conversation about receiver or anybody, any position, it's not just how high is the draft pick or how much do you want to spend in free agency, you know, this guy versus that guy. It's also, and the Bills have done this well in certain areas, it's also having somebody, I guess this is, Shakir is our version of this, if Washington is all that anyway, where it's like having the possibility of someone just sort of pop up and get good and help you. And it's not just like the first round when it comes to
right.
the draft conversation.
Oh, that's absolutely
it's
right. Yeah.
Even on Saturday, and that is what Shakir is. He's good.
Gabe Davis, too. I mean,
Davis
had a, you know, he was never my favorite player, but he was certainly a good player, especially for the pick he was. But having to rely on him now with Brandon Cooks, it's almost... I just chuckle. I laughed as I said it. It's kind of insane that you've got a championship caliber team or a team that's thought of as a championship caliber team and a receiver that you're resting going into your meaningless finale is a guy you just picked up off waivers at Thanksgiving.
Cooks. Washington and Brian Thomas or Brian Thomas and Travis Hunter are some form of Elam and Benford where Thomas had a great rookie year. I don't want to ignore that.
Yeah.
But, like, you've got the guy that right now, when I was on in Jacksonville today, and I put back to Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith, like, well, is Washington – because Mike asked me, I think it was Mike, give me a matchup on the Bills' defense that's key for them. I mentioned Bosa, because you can always do that, and how Taron Johnson has been important to them. Maybe he's, you know, lost a step or he struggled a little bit more this year than previously, but that's a big one because of this Parker Washington. I'm like, is he actually a thing? I know he's had good games the last 3 weeks, and Mike laughed. Mike is very defensive about the Jaguars, I think, you know. He's like, he's definitely a thing, Mike. You know, he was sort of
smacked you
ready
little.
For me.
Ready
to come back at me with that one.
Yeah.
So, okay. I don't know what his props are going to be. I know what Cook's prop is for this game? What you can you guess? Probably guess it pretty close.
Brandon Cooks.
James Cook.
James Cook. Okay. Sorry, James Cook. Said Cooks.
Cook's prop.
Sure. Cook.
You're right. James Cook. Jacksonville has not allowed anybody to eclipse 75 rushing yards this season. And as Sal pointed out, like they played Jonathan Taylor twice. They played right. McCaffrey. Like they had some tough.
Taylor is the 74 yards. Like he
that's the max.
That's the biggest. Yeah, that's the single rusher. Yeah,
right. Mahomes ran for 60. I know that from.
Okay.
That's the Chiefs are the team that ran for the most yards this year against Jacksonville.
And it was largely because of Mahomes chipped in like that,
yes,
somewhat so, uncharacteristically with that big a total anyway.
So no one has hit over 75 against the Jaguars. Cook averaged 95 yards a game. And that's with week 18, where he had 15.
Right.
So he's 100 yards a week guy this year. What's the number?
99.
79 and a half.
Yeah.
Over the high of Jacksonville season, but down from
Cook's normal.
Cook's average.
Yeah.
Would you take it over 79 and a half?
Oh, would I? Oh, well,
would
sorry.
You bet it?
Would I bet it? Yeah, I think so. I think so. I thought would I take, you know, 80 you, yards yeah. from James Cook in the game?
Maybe like, not.
No, I don't think I'm winning the game if James Cook goes for 80 yards. I really don't. I just don't think there's enough in their passing game to overcome it if he doesn't get off. If he gets off, then everything could kind of maybe come together, right? And they'll Kincaid and whatever. I think their offense is just a very different animal when he's not rolling, and they're not rolling on the ground. Yeah, sneaky injury concern here with Ty Johnson. I mean, he plays yep. a lot for this team on third downs, and not only on third downs. He's like 2-minute drill basically. That's his role. Like he is there. We're throwing it back. Mm-hmm. So I hope that works itself out because he's a DNP today. That's not a guy you've had to worry about all year.
Right. A couple more. This is from Bet Online. Will a wild card team win the Super Bowl? I have a problem with calling teams like the division winners, calling the division winners that play this week wild card teams because they're really not. They're division winners.
Right, they're in wild card games.
They're in wild card games. But for this, will a wild card team make the Super Bowl, it says, or win, either one? It includes...
the division winners, yeah.
Or does it? Maybe it doesn't. It shouldn't. All right,
I'm not
good.
Looking at it. I thought the way you were talking, I was leading into it. All right.
No, I'm glad for this.
It is the actual...
It's only the teams on the road this week.
Okay.
Those that count as wild card teams. Good. Because it tends to be used somewhat interchangeably, just because this is wild card yep. weekend. You know, the Bears are not a wild card team. So will a wild card team make the Super Bowl? -200, yes.
That's because of the Bills and the Rams, probably, almost exclusively.
Okay.
Right? You've got two teams that could have, you know, well, they huge years, big, you know, great years. 12, I've said many times, 12-5 is a great season. I know the playoffs are what matters, but like you play 17 games, win 12 of them, you've had a great year. So, and the Rams even did better than that, didn't they? No, they're 12-5 too. Anyway, so both 12-5, Bills and Rams, wild card teams, and yeah, I mean that they're definitely live. I think the Rams, the caller a few minutes ago, maybe last hour, said there's no great teams in the league. And I was going to object and say, like, I think Seattle and the Rams might be great teams. You know, they're not in the AFC. I definitely agree in the AFC. Everybody in the AFC's got something that you can maybe, you know, pick at them about. I don't know about the Rams and the Seahawks. They both look really good. The Seahawks doing what they did to the 49ers when they did it, the form that San Francisco was in coming into that game.
Offensively.
I mean, they were just lighting everybody up. They looked almost unstoppable. And they held them to 3 points. I mean, I know there was a botched pass near the goal line that turned into an interception, whatever. Still, even if you give them that, it's 10. I mean, my gosh, that's a great job by Seattle.
For sure. Will there be a first-time Super Bowl winner? There are five teams in the playoffs out of 14 that have never won it. Only five? Okay. I guess. Buffalo, Jacksonville, Houston, Chargers, Carolina. So every other team in the NFC playoffs has won it. Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia, Rams,
Green Bay,
and San Francisco. Sure. That's actually even a lot of wins put together on the NFC side.
Oh, yeah.
AFC, yeah. It's just New England is a bunch themselves. Denver and Pittsburgh. It might be more just from those
right.
Three.
Right. Like Pittsburgh is six.
Pittsburgh is six. New England is six, right?
Yep.
And then
Denver is three. Three. The two with Elway and then one with Manning, right?
I guess, yeah.
They lost four with Elway before they won two.
They lost four, three with Elway.
Yeah, three. The other one was Craig Morton.
Yes, and Norris Weiss. I'm much better the farther back we go.
I know.
I'm like, New England. Yeah, I sort of remember that. Super Bowl 12. Oh, Morton, Norris, Rick Upchurch, yep. Golden Richards, not a catch. Butch Johns. Like,
yep.
I should stop. One more. This is a fun one. From the betting world, Bet Online. Will any starting quarterback be benched during a game this weekend? Could that happen? No is minus 1,000. Who would be the quarterback likeliest to be benched? Not injury related. Man, I don't know. Who would it be? Young?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they could just, it'd be mercy, though. Like, you know, like, I don't think they'd pull him.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because it's ineffective and they're down 3 or something, right? Like if it's
they're down 20 in the fourth,
then
or
it's
something.
Just like, you know, whatever. Yeah,
Dalton goes in.
Yeah.
All right, Young is my pick.
I think a sneaky answer there because of how he looked while the other guy was hurt could be Jordan Love.
Like okay.
If it's going badly, but it's close, and you know it's not likely at all.
It's not likely.
But I feel like that because Willis impressed.
It's a huge talking point when you're walking away from your season to have benched your $40 million a year quarterback
right.
In the playoffs. Like
yeah.
You would not want to do that.
Right. I think, yeah, I want to pull the everything I just said about Love back into the boat.
It's just, you know, the game was to pick one.
Right. I was trying to get creative. trying to find somebody that could make sense.
Any team in a blowout, any game could turn into a blowout and the quarterback
right
gets benched. That would count, I believe.
Yep.
Let's go to Mo here. Hi, Mo. No Mo.
Mm, no Mo.
Who am I, Phil Collins all of a sudden?
No Mo Mo.
White jerseys, blue pants for the Bills.
Okay.
I don't have Jacksonville's pants info yet. Teal jerseys.
Mm-hmm. But
black, I don't know, it could be white or teal.
Or, oh, yeah, that's right. They do go with a one. Yeah, they don't have a black.
White's the play.
Yeah.
Against the Bills and the blue pants. I don't need to be teal all, top to head to toe.
I don't think I'll like looking at that at all if they were all. I mean,
come on. Then use your judgment.
If I find out that that's what they're wearing, then I'm going to have to get off of this like I'm worried about playing Jacksonville thing. Because you're not losing to a team wearing that. Get the hell out of here.
The pants make the difference.
Just get out. The pants make the man. That's not a thing. I hate their uniforms. I just cannot stand the Giants. I hate the whole franchise. Just, ugh. You know, I was thinking about walking around. Like, I've had, you know, this. I'm on this thing with them for a few weeks now, going back before the holidays, that they're the team I don't want to draw. And I'm telling you, the game in 96, the playoff game in 96, the wild card, Kelly's last game, is baked into that. Like, I just, because I know I was on the radio then, going to that game, like, Jacksonville Jaguars? They just showed up? You're going to come to Buffalo in the winter and win a play? Get out of here. That's not going to happen. The Bills are going to kill this team.
I was there that day. Not only that, but you were up 14-0, I believe, in this game. Then there was that Clyde Simmons play where he ran back a fumble, right?
Yeah.
So the Bills are up 14-7, sorry. Clyde Simmons' interception return makes it 7-7. 14-7, not 14-0. Different.
Yeah.
And then you have, it's the fourth quarter, you had the Burris touchdown.
To go ahead, right?
To go ahead. So it's 20-all, and Jeff Burris for the Bills scores on a pick six, and they still lost. They'd never lost a playoff game there. It's Jacksonville. They had the lead for most of the game. You get a fourth quarter pick. You're not supposed to lose that game.
No, you win that game going away. You tack on a field goal and you win by 10. That's that.
And we
that,
all bench our quarterbacks.
That's that game script. That's what's supposed to happen, and it didn't happen. Natron Means.
31 for 175 in a touchdown for Natron Means.
Good Lord.
One Bill with more than three catches. Quinn Early, 9 for 122. Nice day. Collins got into this game because of the Kelly injury. So,
yeah.
Not a benching, of course, but the Bills did see their backup. We all saw their backup quarterback that day. That was it for Jim.
Yep. Taking off on a cart this last game. What a brutal ending.
Plus, this playoff game down there exists.
Yep.
As part of the history. Does it, like to Sal's point from earlier, does it matter? They really don't think so. But it can affect, you know, as we talked about with Sal, right? Your attitude about the matchup. Speaking of the Bills' opponent, the Jaguars, Ryan Green, 1010XL, joined us earlier to tell us more about the Jaguars offensively, defensively, how the coach pulled it off this year. Such a good season. We'll have that conversation for you next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.